The wildfires hitting Reno just as badly. People talking about thinking, as I've described before, that they're okay. Then suddenly the winds change and the fire is headed toward their house. So far in the West, with these 40-plus fires, it's at least $1 billion damage, not to mention the loss of homes for all these people and, sadly, how many exhausted firefighters you have out there. And that can be pretty scary when there's just really not a lot of time to rest. That's where we start. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. So much to get to in this hour, including the thrill kill suspects, just sickening, killing an Australian man who was simply running down the street jogging. He was a baseball player, and three Oklahoma teenagers snuffed him out. Could be a gang initiation. That's what some of the reports are saying. Either way, it's a tragedy, a complete tragedy. Also in Syria, they're talking about chemical weapons. We talked to somebody on an earlier hour, Zach Badorf, who was in Turkey, and he called us from Turkey, and he had snuck into Syria, and he was there at the camp for a couple of hours and said it was terrible. It was so desolate, awful, that there was 11,000 people or so that were trying to get into Turkey and get out of Syria with their lives, because Assad, we know what's happening certainly with him. In Egypt, chaos everywhere. We backed the wrong guy. It's a coup. A coup means we cannot stroke a check for $1 billion plus, nor should we to, you know, Manny, Moe, and Jack. Who knows who's in charge? And that seems to be the problem over and over and over again in the Middle East. What to do if you were in charge and you had a vote? Which way would you vote on either one of those? And then we got an unbelievable amount of odds and ends that I can't help but add to the mix, and we will certainly do that as well along the way, without a doubt. Let's go to Rick, who's in Illinois. Hey, Rick, how are you?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Middle East. We gotta just pay right out of it. You know, Saudi Arabia will help Egypt, give them more money, but all them countries over there help them out.
Yeah, so far, Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates, it's like $12 billion that they're up to, yeah.
But Dubai and Qatar and all them other countries help them out.
There you go.
And we can just stay out, because it's a no-win situation.
It's a no-win situation for us. We're caught.
Yeah.
Unless it's Israel. If it's Israel, then we have no choice but to jump in on Israel. Yeah.
Yeah, we can help them out. We can stay out of that altogether. But I see a CNN news page. John Hannity with a blonde bimbo.
Oh, they're not. You're talking about Megyn Kelly. You're talking about Fox.
Yeah.
They're just.
Fox,
they're
yeah,
not. You're terrible. What's wrong with Megyn Kelly? They're going to move Hannity. She is not Palin. They're going to remove. They're not moving. They're moving Hannity around. They're not just replacing. They're replacing the time slot with her, is what I understand.
One hypocrite with another hypocrite.
You're terrible. Who do you like on the air? Who do you like on the air on the tube? Don't tell me Ed Schultz. Please don't tell me Ed Schultz.
Oh, not really. Probably don't have any favorite ones.
You don't have any favorite ones. You got to get back to me when you have a favorite one.
Well, I just wonder how can be two hypocrites ain't hearing about that guy you got in Texas, about his birth certificate, Cruz.
About Senator Ted Cruz?
Yeah.
Well,
you
here's
know
the problem.
What country he's from?
there's the problem with Senator Ted Cruz. It's a much different scenario, Rick. We're talking about the fact that we're talking about Canada. We're not talking about the same situation, except for this. The one thing that is similar, thanks, Rick, the one thing that is similar, that is, if you're going to run for president, you can't have dual citizenship. So, of course, he hasn't said, I'm running for president, but if he has aspirations, he has to dump that, and he is dumping the Canadian citizenship. I think he was dumbfounded by that. I don't think he really realized or thought about that. Or maybe he did, but I doubt it. You know, it's like the thing with Schwarzenegger, of course, not nationally. We're talking about him being governor of California. And always what was brought up with him is that he could never be president. What if you'd run for president? Remember when he had there was a small window of time before the whole Maria Shriver nonsense and the nanny and all the other shenanigans. But there was a small window of time where he really had high popularity, mostly because not even so much cresting on his fame, but that he came in and made some big changes in California after Gray Davis was recalled when they were having all kinds of problems in Cali. So anyway, I think we understand that you have to be a citizen. You have to be a natural born citizen to run for president of the United States. I think at this point we all get that. But look at the Cruz thing gave the left some ammunition if they wanted to use it to try to, you know, kick some stuff up, some dust up, and talk about him for sure. Hey, if you want to talk to us and you want to be a part of the show and vent or throw in your two cents, you can at 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. You know, like I said, there's so much happening. We have the thrill kill thing, which is just awful. Certainly not the only thing. We have the nightmare in the Middle East and what to do there, whether to just completely stay out of it or to somehow get involved a little bit, you know, humanitarian aid, more of that for Syria. But boots on the ground in Egypt, boots on the ground in Syria, I don't think so. I mean, really, can we spare it? And that's the other part of this. There is definite pressure on the president to do something with Syria because he was the one who said if there were chemical weapons, that's it. We're up at the line and we're going to do something. If there was evidence of chemical weapons. So the United Nations, they had sent a team out there of inspectors for what that'll do. I'm not saying the inspectors don't know what to do, but you know that they're being waylaid. By the time they can even get to the scene, that's all gone, or that you have to assume the further away you get from it, the chances of finding anything are not going to be good when you examine it. So that's where we're at with that. And while this is happening, Israel lobbed a strike on Lebanon. Yep. How about that? They launched a rocket attack, the Israeli Air Force, and they did this responding to rockets that were launched at them at northern Israel. It never ends, does it? It never ends. All right, Izzy, you hang on. I promise we're going to you next. Anyone else? 855-266-5283. I'll meet you on the flip side. Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment to moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Your home, done lost your woman and everything you own. All that betray mistakes that chances go around. And if you want to know the truth about it, I'll tell you what's wrong with you.
Kate Delaney, America Tonight. We haven't even gotten to Bradley Manning, who's requesting a gender reassignment therapy. He's at Leavenworth Maximum, already applied for the pardon from the president after getting the 35 years, probably does seven, once female hormones. Says he does not want to be called Bradley anymore. He's Chelsea Manning. Period. Ooh, that story gets stranger and stranger in a couple of different directions. Let's go to Izzy, who is in Missouri. Hey, Izzy, how are you?
Where shall I start?
I know what I said. It's like it's craziness that's going on right now. Go for it.
Oh, my God.
I know.
Well, first off, I just want people to pray for all the firefighters. There's several thousand out there, and I know what firefighting is like because I have done it.
Oh,
and those
hard.
Fires
it's awful.
Are growing.
Yep.
And my brother, our mutual aid, is now at the one at Yosemite. So it's getting worse and worse.
Yep, it is.
And I lived up in that area at one point in time, and yeah, I know the terrain, and it can get pretty ugly to fight a fire.
Yep.
So not to count the one in Idaho. But anyway, I'm so worried about all those people.
Yeah, so am I. 17,000 altogether, they were saying.
Firefighters.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's thousands of them out there, and it's awful. Anyway, let's go with the thrill kill. I was listening to the Mary Alice. And
yeah. Her interview, yeah.
Well, okay. Number one, it's coming out that this is part of a gang thing. There was some gang initiation, and actually, Lane was not the initial victim. Another young man was.
Right, and his father called in to say that,
right.
Told him, yeah.
But did you know, because I heard you say it earlier, that it was over almost 4 hours before an ambulance got to this man?
Yeah, it's crazy.
I thought, my God in heaven, that town is not that big.
No, so why? What's that about?
Okay, here's the deal, though. Two blacks in Washington beat that man, that 88-year-old man, which I am incredibly sick about that.
Mm-hmm.
They beat him. They kill this young man in Oklahoma. They've hit another woman. Then they hit another one in Florida.
I know.
Why is it that we are so afraid to call it what it is? It's black-on-white hate crime. And those three in Oklahoma, by God, said they hate white.
Mm-hmm.
It was on their Twitter. And, I mean, I don't know why these fools, they put stuff on Twitter and then they go out and commit crimes. I mean, how dumb can you get?
Yeah.
But this is happening more and more, Kate. And it seems like we are avoiding that topic.
Well, I'm not avoiding it if that's what it is. I mean, I also think there is the...
What happened just in the last 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I mean, heinous crimes, and every one of them that have committed the crimes have been very, very racist about it.
Saying I hate whites and, yeah.
I am so sick of the apologists and the white guilt and the rest of the crap that's going on. Really, they're undoing all the strides made in civil rights, and I don't intend to put up with it. And I had some gal, when I was at the store over a week ago, get in my face, a black gal.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, oh, honey, you don't want to do that. And she just kind of looked at me, and of course, I look like an old lady. I am an old lady. Jeez, I'm 66.
Uh-huh.
And I could tell she was much younger, and she probably had a good 100-some pounds on me. And I thought, I said, oh, honey, you don't want to do that. I thought, I'll slap you. Blank, blank.
Right.
And she just looked at me like, what? She was done. Oh, I was so angry. I was spitting nails. And I thought, not in my face. I have attitude. I'm definitely not a type C personality. Definitely not a type C personality.
Well, that'll help you in your chances to not get the big C. So.
Oh, I've had a prize.
Oh, you have? Oh, yeah. But you beat it.
Well, yeah, I think... people with type A or type B personalities beat it more so because they are aggressive and they tend to be fighters.
Right.
And when I had mine the first time, I fought it. I fought it tooth and nail. And my youngest daughter had it, and boy, I made her fight. But there was just no rest for the weary because that chemo will just flatten you.
I know,
but,
yeah.
You know, you just have to do what you have to do. So... you know, but I was listening to the top speed. I'm like, I'm about the least passive person I know.
You are not passive, no.
No. But seriously, on the Middle East, man, if we send one dime, we are just stupid. I don't care if it's humanitarian or what. Okay? We are broke. We have people in this country that need help so badly. We cannot afford any foreign aid to those idiots that will not quit fighting. They have been fighting for the last 1,400 years or 14 centuries.
Right, yeah, right. It's thousands.
I mean, they have never stopped fighting.
Yeah.
I know I'm getting loud. I'm sorry. But, you know, I get so angry. It's like, Give me a break.
Yeah, we're not going to solve it. We're not going to solve it.
No, and our money's not going to solve it. And
no.
There's never any accounting for our money. And I'm getting tired of that, too. I'm already tired of a lot of stuff. And the gentleman in Mississippi, the first one that called, he was right about a lot of things. You know, we are ignoring the racial issues that are coming on strong in this country. We are ignoring what's going on overseas with respect to money. You can't throw money at it and fix it.
But I agree. You can't throw money at this problem.
No more money. Let them all kill each other for all I care. I know that sounds cold because children are dying.
Right.
Well, guess what? Those children grow up to be more terrorists.
Mm.
And I have to be cold-hearted about it because I see children in this country suffering. I see elderly suffering.
Oh, boy, that's the truth.
I'm tired of our seniors getting cut, while we ship all this money to a bunch of damn fools that have never quit fighting.
Yeah.
Enough of it. People, get off your butts. Complain. Start fighting back with the lunatics in Washington, D.C., because that's all we have serving us, and that's on both sides of the aisle, left and right.
Yeah, I agree with you. Absolutely. Just
close on that note and quit ranting.
I love it, Izzy. You have a great weekend. Thank you very much. I agree with a lot of what Izzy was saying there. Well, you know, she's talking about when she was talking about the money situation in the Middle East, she made the great analogy. I've talked about this before on the air. You see where we're pulling money, who we're pulling money away from, Americans. We're pulling money away. We can't fund this. We can't do that. And then we're dumping money into the sands of the Middle East. And it's horrific to see what's happening. I mean, listen, there's a million charities that can give the humanitarian aid, because I think in Syria, giving the humanitarian aid as much as possible is great. But as far as putting in any kind of money with boots on the ground, military, forget it. We can't go there. We have to stop doing that. And in this situation where there's no benefit here. The only people that we would have to bail out would have to be Israel. And that's, you know, so I know people would disagree with me. They'll say, well, you can't have the Middle East all topsy-turvy, and that's bad for the world, and that's bad for the U.S., and that's bad for this terrorist thing. But we keep hearing that. And isn't that part of the reason why we heard Al-Qaeda was all smothering us? Because we got in their business, supposedly. Regardless, we don't have it. I mean, can we at least get back to even? I don't know in my lifetime if we'll get back to even. All right, we're going to change the course that we're headed in right now. We're going to talk about what do you do when you go on vacation and there's nothing but crappy food all the way around. You know, Izzy talks about fighting cancer and chemo. It takes you out of it, the game, and how it's hard. And you got to keep pushing. And part of the problem, there is something to what we're eating, and you see how we've diminished the soil and whatnot. My pal Ben Fuchs just was on vacation. He comes back and he's got a couple of really, really good tips to help you stay on a better track. Stay with us.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Micro Plant Powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with Micro Plant Powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Living in a guest house, room is hot as hell. There's nothing about bed, we never do it well. Don't run away, the balcony sways. Me and my baby like to live that way. Living in a guest house, room is hot as hell.
All right, just back from vacation. We're always happy to have him on the show, Ben Fuchs. If you go to pharmacistben.com, you can see all things Ben. He's got a terrific website. He is incredibly knowledgeable. If you just paid attention to all the appearances, all the times that Ben has been on the show over the past 2 years, you would be incredibly healthy. I truly believe that because he gets this. He gets it so much that he ditched a career in journalism, partly because of the pay. and he got himself healthy, as he said. So he knows what it's like and what it takes to do it. You don't, you know, you want to stave off cancer and diseases and all that kind of stuff. Ben really is the fountain of information when it comes to that. And I know it's tough. A lot of people are on vacation right now, or they're coming back from vacation and they went wild. It was like Girls Gone Wild, only it's, you gone wild on food because you eat crappy funnel cakes and pizzas and fried foods and just sickening amounts of food. And you just, it's like you can't help yourself. It's nutty. Ben, so you were just in New England, beautiful, beautiful area, but they have some tempting things to eat there.
Yeah, they do. Oh, and especially on the side of the road when you're driving, it's very tempting, right?
Oh, yeah, no kidding. Yeah.
And, you know, a couple of things. First of all, you know, I don't want to present myself as being, you know, just anything special. I just love the body, love biology, but I have urges and addictions and, you know, needs, compulsions for certain foods and have to control myself and all that. I'm the same as anybody else. I'm in a body and I have the same biological hardwiring anybody else does. But what I've discovered is there's tricks to hacking into your own biochemistry. And if you want to achieve a goal, if you have, you're serious about getting control of your health, you'll do whatever it takes to figure out what those little tricks are, those little loopholes, those little wormholes to the other side, if you will. These little portals, these entryways to where you want to be in terms of how you want your biochemistry and how you want your body to show up. To try to fight it is impossible. You know, to try to willpower through it. And I've probably said this a dozen times on this program, right? I hate willpower. I got none.
Yeah.
I got zero.
No, neither do I. Yeah, right? You're right.
I'm very bad with willpower. I know that. But I know if I eat a bunch of salt in form of Celtic sea salt and water and I drink it, I'm not going to want salty food. And I know that if I don't have enough salt, I'm going to be going for the salty food. Likewise with oil. I know if I get enough oil from essential fatty acids, from my Udo's blend, from coconut oil, I'm not going to want the fatty foods. If I get enough salt and oil, I'm not going to want the fatty, oily foods. And I won't have to fight it. If I want to get away from bread, I eat more protein. There's ways. These are all little tricks that you can use to hack into your body's system. As far as vacation, here's another goal. This is one of my favorites. This is a little abstruse, but it's a very powerful psychological one. You know how I like these little psychological things?
Yeah.
Right? I like working with psychology a lot for shortcuts. Here's a great shortcut, okay? So think of your favorite food, okay? Mm-hmm. Thinking about it?
I am, yes.
Okay, now think about it. Just really pay attention. What is your favorite food? Can you tell us?
My favorite food, I would crave would be angel hair pasta and meatballs.
Ooh.
That's terrible.
That's a good one. Okay, good. Okay, angel hair. Now, so I want you to think about the most delicious angel hair pasta and meatballs you ever had, right? You think about it right now?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, really concentrate on it right now. You can taste it. You can see it, steamy, whatever the qualities are you like about it. All right, now, where are you enjoying it right now in your body? What part of your body? Would you say it's in your head area? In your mouth area?
Yeah, I almost feel like I can taste it.
Right. This is where we eat from. We eat from this little tiny little area about one inch long, maybe 2 inches long, and a half an inch or quarter inch wide. It's called your mouth. And that little area inside. This is how most of us think of food. Now, occasionally we'll think of it in the brain as well, in the mind as well. But you'll never think of it in your fingernail. You'll never think of it in your toenail. You'll never think of it in your kneecap. You know what I'm saying? You're always going to think about it in that area that's localized in your head and super localized in the mouth area. Now, if you take your attention when you're thinking of that pasta and meatballs and you put your attention down in your stomach, you will find that your stomach has a lot less attachment to that angel hair pasta and meatball unless you're hungry. Mm-hmm. This is how you tell if you're hungry or not. You place your attention on your stomach. If you do not feel that sensation in your stomach, you are not hungry. You think you are hungry. Do you follow the difference?
I do.
You see the difference. Now what happened if you weren't hungry, when you placed your attention on your stomach, that should have taken care of the craving, at least momentarily.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I wasn't thinking about it,
If you were hungry, then you would have known. You would have had to go get something to eat. But the vast majority of the time we think we need to eat, we don't need to eat. So what I do when I don't want to eat the crappy food, and when you're traveling, a lot of times you have to eat crappy food, is I place my attention in my stomach, and I find that the craving goes away. I also find that I have to keep redoing it. It'll go back. Nowadays, after a lot of practice, I've been doing it for a while, it doesn't happen as much. But when I first started doing it, it would constantly go back up into the mouth. The mouth is where most of that is located. Most of our drives and compulsions are in our mouth area. Now think about how ironic that is. Or how interesting that is, at least, that in that small little area in the middle of your head. Now, what is your mouth, right? Can you picture what your mouth is? A little small cavity in the middle of your head.
Yeah, small.
Basically, that's it. It runs you. It has you jumping through hoops. For most of us, it has us nonstop jumping through hoops, living to eat, rather than eating to live. That little tiny cavity in that little area. Isn't that an interesting thought? Now, what is that little tiny area craving? It's not craving apple pie so much as it's craving the kind of biochemical changes that it anticipates will happen when you get the apple pie. So it's sending you these signals, go, this is delicious, eat it, because mm-hmm. it wants to get the biochemical rush that it's getting from the apple pie. But if you give the body the biochemical rush on in other ways, you won't need the crappy food, the French fries, the Boston cream pie, the McDonald's, or whatever it is that you're craving or that you absolutely love. But you know what, Katie? This all boils down to willingness. Not everybody's willing to do this. And we have to own up to the fact if we're not willing to do this. If we're not willing to do it, then we just have to say, okay, I'm not, or maybe we're not willing to do it 100%. You know, we don't have to be 100%. If we're 90%, that's better than zero. If we're 50%, right? People feel if they can't be 100%, it's not worth it. Baloney. Mm. If you're 10%, if you just skip once and then indulge the rest of the day, you're better off. You know what I'm saying? The less you do, the better off you are to the degree you're comfortable doing. So when you're driving, if you want to go all out, do the stomach thing. Put your attention in your stomach. If you're dieting, by the way, it's a great strategy for dieting. Place your attention in your stomach and see if you really want to eat. And even if you don't, even if you decide you want to eat for your mouth's sake or you just want that thing, at least notice the difference. At least notice the difference between the stomach sensation, which is true hunger, and the mind sensation or the mouth sensation and the brain sensation, mostly that little tiny area, that little cavity in your head. That having been said, some great foods that you want to snack on, or you want to bring oil and salt with you. Bring oil and a mustard. You can use one of those little mustard ketchup bottles, and you can put some good oil in there. If you have a cooler, it's even better. You can use essential fatty acids. Bring Celtic sea salt. Mix the Celtic sea salt with oil and use rice crackers or vegetables, and you make this nice salty, oily dip. It's delicious. You can put small pieces of cheese in there. You can crumble up cheese and put small crumbled up pieces of cheese in there. Have plenty of vegetables, carrots, celery, all that kind of stuff to munch on and to snack on. Get a dehydrator before you take your trip and dehydrate bananas or you got to be a little bit careful with the bananas. They're very sweet, but you can use a little bit as a treat or dehydrate vegetables or dehydrate anything. Dehydrate apples. You ever seen those dehydrators?
Yes, they're great.
They're great, right? You can dehydrate anything with those things.
Mm-hmm.
So practice.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have kids, have them have a lot of fun with the dehydrator.
Mm-hmm.
You know, have practice. Bring a Vitamix with you. Either bring a Vitamix if you really want to go all out, or bring one of those little ninjas. You know, ever seen those little ninja food
processors?
Bring a little ninja with you, and you can grind up smoothies. Bring whey protein powder. You can make juices. You can make slushies, delicious slushies with fresh fruit that you see on the side of the road. Always mix oil or coconut oil with your fresh fruit. That will help make, first of all, enhance the taste. Most importantly, it'll make it way, way, way tastier. And then also it will give you a little bit of oil to go to add to the filling nature of the fruit, the fibery nature of the fruit. And always use salt wherever possible, Celtic sea salt. You don't want to be craving salty food when you're on the road. That's the worst.
And that's what happens. It's really tough.
You know
that's
why?
What you crave.
You know why?
That?
Well,
are you dehydrated and that's part of it?
Not so much, but it's cortisol, stress. When we go on vacation, we're stressed. The adrenal glands pump out cortisol, and the adrenal glands run on salt or more sensitive to salt changes than any other system in the body. So when your adrenal glands are working overtime, you're going to be craving salt. In fact, that's a classic sign of adrenal health issues. And most people when they're on vacation need a vacation when they come back from their vacation.
Yeah. That's so true.
Right?
It's so true. Ben, such great information. You know, you take what, last time we talked about bone soup, and then you take what Ben's telling you. I'm telling you, people, try it out. Like Ben says, everybody's human. We slip, we slide. But if you, and especially like to forget the bread. When you're craving bread, go for protein.
Protein.
Go for protein.
Delicious
absolutely.
Whey protein. Yes.
Absolutely.
And BTT, Beyond Tang Tangerine.
Oh, yes.
All the
great.
Way through. Beyond Tang
drag
Tangerine.
Drag it with you. It's
drag
the
it
best
with you.
Stuff
yeah,
ever.
Yeah.
All right, Ben Fuchs, it was true. Terrific. Thank you so much. We'll talk to you again soon.
Okay. Take care, Katie.
complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
For this hour of America tonight. Remember, you can always flip us an email if you got something to say and you have a chance to call us here on the show. Go to americatonight.net. Big reminder to everybody who wants to be a part of our Nail the Score thing. That means you, Izzy, and Rick, and our pals in Mississippi. You might want to do this too as well. Stacy, I know this is probably on your radar, just for fun, because we get so infuriated with the nonsense that's going on in this country and the lack of action. It's, you know, it's like a Vince Flynn novel. If you want something good to read, read Vince Flynn's book, Term Limits. It's like he predicted what was going to happen, and it's a novel. Did I say that again? Like, three of the presidents read all of his work. And I'm thinking, were they stealing things from the novel? Anyway, we have this thing called Nail the Score. It's coming up, not next Wednesday, but the Wednesday after. We will be deep into Nail the Score in our third hour. We do it for three segments. Randomly, the computer picks the game of the week. You don't have to know anything about football. You don't have to like football, but you have to like America Tonight and prizes. So if you call in, you pick a team, and then you say what you think the final score is going to be. If you nail it, Then you clean out whatever's left in the prize closet. And it's a whole bunch of stuff in the prize closet. Who knows what you could win? And plus you get bragging rights. We've had a couple of winners. Excuse me. It's interesting because we haven't had a lot of winners since I've been doing it. But on this show, in the last couple of years, we've had some winners. And it's always exciting when someone wins. Dave in Vermont, Chris in Connecticut, they were our two winners. And they were both very excited. Dave is a Giants fan. Chris was a Patriots fan. And they both correctly nailed the score. So how about that? All right, I call this odds and ends because it means we're mixing in a couple of different things. Remember that old song, Leaving on a Jet? I'm a terrible singer. Anyway, I saw a story today. Here it is. Wow. Check it out.
All my bags are packed, ready to go.
The John Denver version.
I'm standing here outside the door. I hate to wake you up to say goodbye. But the dawn is breaking, it's early morn. The taxi's waiting, he's blown his horn. Already I'm so lonesome I could die. So kiss me and smile for me. Tell me that you'll wait for me. Hold me like you'll never let me go.
I have no idea when I'll arrive or how jangled my nerves will be when I get there. So here's the deal with the airlines. We're talking about seats on the airlines now. We live in the land of upsell. Everybody noticing that? You can't even, it's like you order the paper, but then they want to sell you something else on top of the paper. But if you only get the Wall Street Journal on top of the paper, the local paper you're ordering will give you $50 off. I mean, even if you go to the movie theater, they're hustling you for popcorn and bigger sizes of soda. Whatever happened to, here's what I like, and you don't have to pitch me anything else. So now, seats are the big thing in flying. And seats, I'm talking about whether you get a decent seat. In other words, some seats have been used too much, and their pitch is weird. You know, you're flying all the way back, and something's wrong with it. It's broken, in other words. And if you, they'll tell you it. You can go and you'll see it, and they'll say, well, if you pay $30, you can get a seat that's not broken. They don't word it like that, but that's what it is. Like, are you kidding me? So now if you just paid $20, $30 more, your seat won't be broken. And what's a good seat from a bad seat? I happened to read this story about it, and I laughed out loud. Of course they say, don't get the middle seat. Duh, are you kidding? Who wants to sit in the middle seat, especially if you're flying by yourself? Then they talk about emergency exit rows, because there's more leg room. And so if you're traveling with kids, when you want your kids to sit next to you, though, you can't have anyone under the age of 15 ride in the exit row. I didn't even know that. So that's another little tip that I was reading about. And then the other thing is that, of course, if you book early, you have a chance to get one of those better seats that's not broken. But it's really, they say, the $20 to $30 that you have to pay, you get the best seats now because they're making seats. Instead of, okay, you paid $400, $300, whatever it is you paid to be on the flight, and you're not in first class, now it's also the upselling of the seats. And that, it can change, it can vary. But it's usually in that $20 to $30 range. And that's only one way. So if you were upgrading to have a seat that wasn't broken, then you would be doing the same thing on the way back. So you could potentially spend, you know, $40 on that or more, $60. That's crazy, isn't it? I mean, they should just call the airline, just make it one airline, upsell airline. Anything you want, we will give it to you, we will sell it to you. You will get nothing. You will get nothing and like it on the airline. And then Virgin Air, Richard Branson, it's the opposite. He's decided that they need more entertainment on the airline, so they're hiring singers and comedians to be on a lot of the flights. Wouldn't that be great? You're flying from New York to Los Angeles, and there's a comedian on board, but you don't think he's funny or she's funny, and it's how long are they going? There's nowhere, and there's nowhere for that comedian to run and hide either. But they're walking up and down, and they're saying whatever they're saying, and hopefully they're funny. That'd be a tough crowd. You're a comedian.
That is just absolutely funny situation.
What is airline humor? It couldn't be dirty. You'd have to be careful. You'd have kids. I mean, even suggestive, I don't know, innuendo could offend. There's so many people you could offend on a plane, even if you're the cleanest comic. So that'd be tough. You know, why did the turtle cross the road? I don't know. You'd have to come up with, like, those jokes you told when you were seven. It'd be tough. I think it'd be really, really tough. So anyway, that's what's happening in the airline industry. And plus, there is the story of the merger of American and U.S. Air. They're trying to hurry up and get that done because of challenges that are starting to come up. And they're hoping to have that done by the end of the year to make it just official. But it was already official. The way they're talking, you're seeing signs, you go to the airport, and that's the kind of stuff it says. So they're not official yet. And maybe that, you know, they're trying to block the merger. There's talk of block merger might not go through. So U.S. Air and American may not end up being one. We'll see. We started off the hour talking about the fires and how awful they are, burning out of control. And even Izzy, when she called and she mentioned Yosemite, and that's bad. The wildfire near Yosemite National Park has already sent the governor into a panic, his office. They've declared a state of emergency, and they're telling tourists to get out. This is peak season for them. There are so many people there, and they're not taking any risks with Yosemite because it's just that bad. The photographs and the video I've seen from there, it's sad. I'm glad that I've been there so I can could appreciate and see the beauty of it, because I'm wondering how much of this is going to get burned down in some of these really specific areas. But they're saying that, you know, you've got now, it's popped up, it's almost 50 major uncontained fires that are burning in the West. 50! That is crazy! And in Yosemite, it was only 2% contained as of Thursday before I jumped on the air. They had a couple of homes, a couple of buildings that have been destroyed. But the concern for me is the firemen. I mean, they are on those lines, and they hardly get any sleep, and they're there, and they're going back and back and back again because, I mean, they got to get it out. They've got to do whatever they can. Yellowstone, same thing. 5 wildfires have burned there, too, as well. And remember, they had a fire back in 88 that burned 1,200 square miles inside Yellowstone. And that was awful. They don't want to see that again. So same thing. They're worried about the tourists there. Mm-mm-mm. Thoughts and prayers definitely go out for all those people fighting that fire and to get all the people out of the way. You want to send us your thoughts? You can do it. AmericaTonight.net. Thanks to Nathan for his fine work on the technicals and all of you for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.